I want to read from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. The NIV version says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say for every good thing. It says for everything. And the Amplified version says, at all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. So it says, in at all times, for everything. For everything as in, how do we thank God for the bad times?
In.
Right. So we give thanks in, during our bad times. And we have so much to thank God for, isn't it? Right from the beginning, from the time of our birth, and even if we go through God's word, we have so many things to give thanks to God for. Agree? So that's what the Bible says. Whatever it is, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, no matter what we go through, what we need to do is we give thanks to Jesus all the time because He is good. He is a loving Father and He deserves all our thankfulness, isn't it? So this morning, I want to invite you into the presence of God with hearts overflowing with thankfulness. Are you all thankful for something? I am thankful for so many things. I have so many doubts, questions, but still God is good and I know He is always good. So I choose to thank God every day. It's a choice that we make on a daily basis. We choose to thank God no matter what. So let us all stand. Let's enter into God's presence with our hearts overflowing with thankfulness.
Again to save us, His never-ending love is steadfast and sure. He's broken our chains and given us freedom. Give thanks to God for His good.
We'll repeat that.
He sent His Son to die and rise again to save us. His never-ending love is steadfast and sure. Chains and given us freedom. Give thanks to God for His good. In Him we are alive and have joy everlasting. His never-ending love is steadfast and sure. He casts out all fear and fills us with courage.
Give thanks to God, for He is
there be an overflow of thankfulness, joy. Before we go into another song, I just want to share something, how I felt that fatherly love from Jesus over two nights. You know, most of you know Ralphie has got this hand, foot, mouth, whatever it is. It is deadly, I tell you. It may sound very simple, but poor guy, all through the night, he gets this constant itchy feeling, you know. When I see him, he was just in sleep. He was constantly scratching. He's just unable to control the medicine. Oral, the syrup didn't work. The lotions didn't work. And he's struggling to sleep. I was just not sleeping at all, because how can you see your child suffer like that and you can't go back to sleep, right? So I really cried. I said, God, I'm unable to help my son. And then I just felt that, you know, I need to pray and ask God. My prayer was just childlike. I said, God, I just want to sleep. I want him to sleep. I want to sleep. Do it. Just stop. Just stop that itchy feeling. Stopped. This was like an instant answer, you know. It just happened. And till the next morning, he didn't move. Usually I'm a light sleeper. When he moves, I move. I wake up. So I know it. And the same thing happened the second night. I said, no, I'm going to pray again. So he's such a good father, you know. He's always looking down upon us, you know. You're my child, I love you, I care for you, you are precious to me. These are the songs he keeps singing over us all the time. So let's worship this father who just sacrificed his son for us. Shall we do that? Shall we stand and worship?
प्यारे पिता, तूने हमसे कितना प्यार किया, हमें पापों से छुड़ाने को अपने बेटे को कुर्बान किया। प्यारे पिता, तूने हमसे कितना प्यार किया। change the whole room. You don't have to come.
You don't have to come.
But you always do. So faithful you are. You show up in splendor. And you change the whole.
God is working in our hearts right now. I encourage you to receive Him. If you have moved away from Him, even for a few days, for a bit, for a few months, this is the time. God wants to come into your heart. And He wants to change everything that's in your heart. Receive Him.
Let my heart want.
God, this is our prayer. This is our prayer that our hearts, we don't want our hearts to want anything else apart from you, Lord. This is our heart's desire, Lord. We want to live for you, Lord. Jesus, we want to live for you, Jesus. No matter what. All be seated. Let's come to a time of breaking of bread.
Ah, feeling refreshed?
Yeah. You know, He is the best watering hole that we can go to. You're thirsty, you're tired, you're hungry, you're fed up. You know, it says we are refreshed in His presence. Beautiful Savior. Sorry, my app is not opening. You know, in the Old Testament, there was a prescribed way in which you came to God. And you had to come only that way. Very specific instructions. And only the high priest could do it. Only he could represent you and your sins before God. And then something happened. All the prophecies that were told about the Messiah were fulfilled. You know, it says the hope of all the world was met in you tonight. The Christmas carol says that. And Jesus came. So now, we have a prescribed way in which we come into God's presence. We just can't come any old way. Do you know that? There is still a prescribed way. Anybody can't come into God's presence. You aware? Not anybody can't just walk into His presence. How do we walk into His? There is a prescribed way. We can boldly approach the throne of grace by the blood of the Lamb. That is the prescribed way in which we enter the presence of God, my friends. We can't come any other way. We can't come based on our regret, our sorrow, our repentance. We can't come based on our good works. We can't come based on a good life. We can't come based on the serving we do in church. How do we come into God's presence? By the finished work of the cross. Okay, and I'm reading, but when Christ came as the high priest of the good things that are now already here, He went through the greater and most perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, is not a part of this creation. He did not enter by the means of blood, of the blood of goats and calves, but He entered the most holy place once for all by His own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Hallelujah. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. What an amazing thing, right? There is a prescribed way to come into God's presence, but not one that's cost you anything. It's one that cost Jesus everything. And so today, my friends, if you know this, you know the finished work of the cross in your life, if you know Jesus' forgiveness in your life, and he has adopted you into his family as his children, then let us come boldly into his presence. Okay, come to his throne of grace. Shall we do that? So the ushers can take the thing. I'll pray and then you can. Father, I am just so grateful. Thank you so much. Nothing I can do or not do disqualifies me from coming into your presence. I come clothed in your righteousness, in the garments of righteousness that you have given me. I come clothed by the blood that you shed. You are my advocate who stands there before the Father, before the throne of God, and says, not guilty. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Thank you for your finished work. Amen.
You're so
I am blessed, I am called.
May all be seated and let's worship with our giving.